I want to start today with a nod to my friends at Lumpkin County High School who visited CNN Center yesterday. It's great to see all of you. Welcome to CNN Student News. First up this Thursday, December 4th, the Syrian town of Kobani. You've heard us mention it before. It's right by Syria's northern border with Turkey. It's been targeted for months by the ISIS terrorist group, which controls about a third of Iraq and Syria. But ISIS hasn't been able to take total control of Kobani. It's been hit by U.S.-led airstrikes. American and Syrian officials disagree about whether these airstrikes have been effective in stopping ISIS. But the terrorists have also gotten strong resistance in Kobani by Kurds and other ethnic groups. All this has taken its toll on the border town. Some areas are just heaps of rubble. Previously, we could only show you fighting there from our journalists who were across the border in Turkey. Now, with the help of some of those who are fighting ISIS, we're able to show you what it's like inside Kobani.
We've been taken down this street towards the eastern front line behind those curtains they're put up to protect them from snipers by Barfi and Midya, who are two of the female YPG fighters escorting us down there. And this is nearer the eastern front where there's been much more intense fighting in the past 3 or 4 days. And while we get differing figures from whoever you speak to here about quite how much of the city is controlled, and you see here quite remarkable devastation caused by the explosives used, what's quite clear is that ISIS are far from giving up on this fight. In fact, trying to take ground every day. Their move towards the official border crossing 3 or 4 days ago, that was a substantial advance. They tried, they were beaten back, but each night, particularly last night, we had very intense clashes further down this street towards the eastern front here. You can hear the, you can see the absolute devastation here as we get closer towards ISIS's positions here to the northeast of the city. Some of this caused by airstrikes, but some too from the daily constant, sometimes every 5 minutes, thump of mortars, some homemade by ISIS, that have been pounding into Kobani for months now. We can see Turkey literally just behind us, but here they're edging through this wreckage closer and closer to the places where ISIS are trying to push forwards.